One of the worst things that can happen to us is when all our hopes and dreams lie shattered on the ground. Ever been in that place? I have. And it's so easy in those times for us to completely lose hope. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we take a look at your amazing future from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our current life application booklet, Three Things I Absolutely Must Do Before I Die. I'd love to send you a copy to help you live the life that Jesus came to give you. But this is the last week that it'll be available, so don't miss out. I wonder if you've ever been in a place where it seems like you have no future. You're here, you can't go back, but when you look forward, you just can't see a future for yourself. I have, and it's a devastating place to be. You know, one of the most important things to our sense of well-being is that we have some real hopes and dreams for the future. Hope keeps us going. Hope gives us something to look forward to. Hope says, you know, I might be having some ups and downs right now, but I have something to look forward to. And when we don't have anything to look forward to, you know what we do? We lose heart. There's no wind in our sails. I'm a great believer in living for today, in enjoying today. But we also need a future. This week on the program, I guess we're looking at all different circumstances that cause us to lose heart. There are so many things that can drag us down and drag us back in life. People don't often like to talk about it in their lives. You know how we go to work or we put on a mask and we pretend that everything's okay? Some people put on this really aggressive or confident front, but inside they can be dying. Inside, they've lost heart. People can be stuck in a rut and you just can't see how to get out of it. It's not something that just happens to schmucks. It happens to all of us. Sometimes life just bears down on us in a way that obscures the future. We need to have a good and a certain hope for our futures. Some things are going to happen to us that we don't want in our futures. Sickness or loss or retrenchment or maybe financial problems or maybe the kids don't just grow up the way we'd hoped. We all have those things. And other times life is going really incredibly well. Whether we're on a mountaintop or in a valley, I truly believe we need to have a hope for the future. When marriages fall apart, the hardest thing often is that the hopes and dreams of that wife or that husband, the things that they wanted to do together, those dreams are lying shattered and destroyed on the floor. When someone gets retrenched from their job, their aspirations for their careers or promotion or future or financial security seem to be torn out from underneath them. Without a hope for the future, people very quickly lose heart. The Apostle Peter was writing to Christians who were being persecuted 2,000 years ago, and these people could easily have lost heart. I mean, they were being tarred and put on stakes and burned as torches at the Roman Emperor's garden parties. They were being fed to lions. They were being tortured just because they believed in Jesus. What does their hope for the future look like then? This program is heard all over the world, all different sorts of political and social contexts, places where persecution happens, places where people are really hurting, places where people could easily lose heart. What did Peter have to say to them then and to us now? This is what he wrote. I praise God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he's given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish or spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of salvation that is ready to be revealed in those last days. In this you greatly rejoice, though for now, for a little while, you might have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, which is much more precious than gold, which perishes even though refined through fire, so that your faith may be proved genuine and may result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus is revealed. See, Peter is talking to these people and saying, look, I know you're going through suffering. I know you're going through persecution. I know it hurts at the moment, but you have a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because Jesus didn't just die for your sins, he rose again. and he sits at the right hand of the Father. When you and I die, do you believe in Jesus? I do. And if you believe in Jesus, when we die, we have a certain hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because that's what's going to happen to us too. And not just a resurrection, we have an inheritance that can never perish or spoil or fade, that is being kept in heaven for us. You know, we can become so focused on the here and now, we completely lose our eternal perspective. I've seen people so focused on their careers, as though at the end of the day, when they're lying on their deathbed, that's what's really going to matter. Or so focused on the next this or the next that, or get a grip. One day, you and I will breathe our last breath on this earth. One day, there'll be no more career, or house, or car, or job. One day, all we have to take out of this world will be ourselves and our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And there's this eternal, amazing future there for us. A future with no more tears or crying or sickness or pain or tiredness or exhaustion, an eternity in God's presence. You know what? It's time for us to lift up our eyes and set them on the things that are above, on heavenly things, on this eternal reality. When we do that, you know, it puts the good times in perspective. You know, when something good happens, maybe you get a promotion at work, or maybe you get married, or you buy a new house, or just something really nice happens in your life, and you think, this is fabulous, I'm on a mountaintop. We need to see that in perspective. That house, or that marriage, or that job promotion, it's temporal, it'll pass away, it's only for the here and the now. I love the life that I'm living. And it has its ups and it has its downs. And some days, you know, you want to lose heart. It can be tough here on earth. When you step out, as I did in ministry for Jesus, you are bound to face opposition. But I know through my faith in Jesus Christ that there is an eternal inheritance, a hope that's not some uncertain hope, a hope that is so certain because Jesus was raised from the dead. And his promise is that we will have eternal life just like he does. Have you ever done that? Have you ever given your life to Jesus, put your faith in him? I want to encourage you, if you've never done that before, to do that right now, to give your life over to him. Pray this with me. Father, I just have heard about Jesus, and I believe that Jesus died to pay for my sin, and he's risen again. And Father, I just accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. I believe that because of what he did for me on the cross, all my sins are forgiven. I'm so sorry for all the things I've done wrong. I turn away from those now, and I turn to you, and I believe I have the gift of eternal life. Lord, I want to live the rest of my life on this earth for Jesus. I accept him as my Lord. Father, I pray all of these things in his name. Amen. Not everything's going to come up roses tomorrow morning. But as we grow in our depth, in our relationship with Jesus, he takes the burdens and the problems on him. And whatever tomorrow brings, there is a certainty of a relationship warmer and deeper and more wondrous than we can ever imagine. We only get one crack at this life. And I don't know about you, but I'd like to make sure that mine counts for something. I want to make sure that the life that I lead and the life that you lead take us to the eternal destiny that we're all hoping for. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called 3 Things I Absolutely Must Do Before I Die, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you lay hold of the life, the eternal life, that Jesus came to bring. To request your copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so please don't miss out. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.